About 200 people call the northwestern Oklahoma town of Ames home. There's not much here, but one feature dominates the tiny town: the massive white grain elevator run by the Farmers Elevator Co-op, a featureless prairie skyscraper. It's where 46 Grain Company stores tons upon tons of rye it produces each year.
J.D. Drennan, and I'm the senior agronomist for 46 Grain Company. Oklahoma is the largest rye producer in the United States, and we are the largest rye dealer processor in the United States.
Drennan wasn't always a rye guy. He used to be in the wheat business, and he hated rye. Like many wheat farmers, he considered it a nuisance weed when it invades wheat fields.
You know, I spent the first 20 years of my career trying to figure out how to kill rye. Whenever I first started talking with 46 Grain Company, they said, "We grow rye." And I was like, no, you don't. You know, nobody grows rye on purpose.
After decades of playing second fiddle to tastier wheat, rye is on the rebound, and demand is rising quickly. That's good news for Oklahoma, where the natural sands along the Cimarron River are ideal for growing the grain. It's always been a popular forage crop for livestock, but rarely as a food source for people. Now, rye's growing popularity coincides with the rise in no-till sustainable farming practices, especially in the southeastern U.S. and Midwest.
And they'll let it grow all winter to keep the ground covered. That way they don't have moisture loss and they don't have nutrient loss through the winter. They're starting to plant cotton down there. They're starting to plant soybeans. So they'll come in and terminate that rye crop where they can no-till cotton or soybeans or corn or some other higher value crop into that stubble or that residue.
Oklahoma is an easy place to grow rye. Many varieties of rye were developed here too, at the Noble Research Institute in Ardmore. That's where I find the Institute's senior plant breeder, Mike Trammell, surrounded by garden plots bursting with golden yellow rye varieties developed by Noble over the decades.
Our first release was in 1956 with Elbon rye, which is Noble spelt backwards.
It was developed simply as a grazing crop before the use of cover crops was widespread.
Farmers had plenty of warm season material to graze, mainly Bermuda grass in this area. But what to do during the winter? Dr. Roy Chesmore was the breeder here at this time, and he's the one that developed Elbon rye and worked with some local producers in this area, kind of proof and concept with the variety, and it kind of took off like wildfire, and it's still going today.
Back at 46 Grain in Ames, J.D. Drennan shows off the company's brand new malt house, the largest in the western U.S., another growing use for Oklahoma rye to make local craft beers and whiskey.
And so we will have truly Oklahoma grain-to-glass experience for Oklahoma craft brewers.
Drennan calls rye whiskey the sexy spirit because of its newfound popularity and says a truly American whiskey has to have rye.
According to the law set in place by George Washington, who owned his own distillery, so, you know, kind of he was in the business, in order to be a true American whiskey, it must be a rye whiskey, and it must contain at least 51% rye in the mash bill.
Right now, there are only a couple of whiskey distilleries in Oklahoma, and they want Oklahoma rye, and Drennan can provide as much as they need. The rye crop in 2014 was terrible because of drought, but since then, there's been a boom.
Because of the glut of grain from 2 years ago and last year, the price for rye has went into the basement.
Conditions for the 2017 harvest look great again, so much so that rye farmers are expected to back off the amount they produce just to get the price back up. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.